brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation, and by Lightspeed Zulu, simply the quietest, most comfortable headset in the world. With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
You're listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture 2010. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Whitman Field at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're with Lucas Shadid, who has a bit of a success story. Lucas has just won our 15th anniversary prize for the AvWeb contest. But Lucas, you've had quite a success with a flight school in Atlanta teaching new students with LSAs, and you, in fact, are here to buy some airplanes because you can't keep up.
That's correct. We've been expanding, and right now we're basically don't have fleet big enough to keep up with the demand that we're having in Atlanta. And so we're here to look at new aircraft and thinking about purchasing at least two more aircraft to at least keep up with the demand that we're having.
Now, we hear from a lot of flight schools and a lot of aircraft operators who report slow operations, some have even closed. What's the secret of your success?
Not really sure. I think our success, since we started, we've opened one location at Atlanta Airport in Fulton County. We started all our business on starting with a website that is interactive, has all our training material posted on there, as well as scheduling. Everything is pretty much an open access to all the students, so they can pretty much see everything and all the whole training curriculum before they even start the training. So that's been a lot of help for us, and that's how we get most of our business.
Now, your training in LSAs, you're currently using the Sport Cruiser, I think you said, and what kind of aircraft are you looking for here at Oshkosh as a new purchase?
Well, we've been using the Sport Cruiser, which is made by the Czech manufacturer. Now, most people are familiar with the Piper Sport that has purchased that design. We're actually are also interested in looking at some of the LSAs that are going to be entering the market as IFR-approved aircraft, so we could expand our training into IFR training also, and maybe beyond that in the future. So that's those are the aircraft that we're looking at right now. And there's a few models that are coming out right now that are very promising. One of them is the Alto. Hasn't gotten here today, but we have talked to the importers that will be importing it from Czech Republic, and it's a very promising aircraft.
And who are the students? What walks of life do they come from?
Well, we have students that come from all walks of life. We have some young students as well as more senior students that just have always had a passion for flying but just never found it, found a way that they could make it affordable and do it in their time frame, which that's what we've been able to provide for some of the students that have busy schedules. And but since we do all the scheduling online, they've been and they can track their progress very easily online. So we have all kinds of students. We've been recently getting some students that are actually thinking about doing this more as a career, and that could be a good first step without commitment.
And speaking of costs, tell me about the affordability of the LSAs. Has the actual cost of the training in these airplanes been a factor, and how are they holding up as far as maintenance?
They're holding up very well as maintenance. We just finished a 600-hour maintenance a few months ago, and we had the aircraft for a little bit longer than a year and a half, I believe. The plane has been holding up very well. We've been keeping all the maintenance pretty well on it, so it's been really, we didn't have run into any issues when it comes to maintenance. And when it comes to affordability, which since the plane burns a lot less fuel during the training, we're mostly, during normal training sessions, we don't burn more than 3 to 4 gallons an hour, which brings our costs down when it comes to rental of the aircraft, where we can rent the aircraft cheaper than anybody else. on the field using other aircraft than light sport. And it brings to the table a new aircraft with advanced avionics and a performance as good or better. So that's what it has been bringing. I think that's what it has been drawn. It's the plane is new, is looks very modern, and has all the modern features on it that a lot of flight schools that charge a lot more don't provide. So that's been a draw also.
Well, it sounds like a real success story. Thanks for speaking with us, Lucas.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA Air Venture 2010 at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
If you could own the world's quietest, most comfortable aviation headset, why would you want anything else? Visit Lightspeed Aviation's pavilion outside Hangar B and ask about our expanded trade-up program, opening the door to everyone ready to move up to Azulu. And while you're here, vote for your favorite aviation charity. The top five will each receive $10,000 from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation.